Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear Monday and a little bit of opera music, you know that Malcolm Ballinger is in the house with Ballinger Publishing. He's a regular at this time every Monday, and I'm so grateful for that. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on Mondays.
It's great to be here. Another perfect day in paradise.
Well, you're always in good spirits on Monday. I can't say the same.
A new week, new challenges.
It's fabulous. We need upbeat, positive people on Monday mornings, for sure. So anyway, it's been a big weekend. We had a lot going on over the weekend, and it was gorgeous all weekend long, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Wow, perfect. Well, did you play a little golf yesterday?
Yes, I did.
I bet it was gorgeous out there.
Oh, absolutely beautiful.
Did it improve your game?
Alas, no. For some reason, my game left me.
You were distracted by all that beautiful weather.
Yeah. Just, you know, the golfers out there know what I mean. Some days you go and it works. Some days you go and it doesn't work. Unfortunately, there's too many of the doesn't work.
Yeah. I love the environment of golf and I love being out there. And I mean, if I could just kind of hang out in the golf cart the whole time, that'd be great. And I played when I was younger. I actually played on a junior golf team but that's a long time ago. So then I go out there with the expectation I'm going to play that again. And I can't because I haven't played in years. So you got to keep up with it.
The thing I like most is that obviously I enjoy playing golf, but I play with a group of guys who are a lot of fun.
Right.
And we tee off a little after 7. So we're done fairly early. Mm-hmm. And they're just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's competitive in a very nice way.
Oh, is it a money game?
Should I admit that? Yes, it's a money game.
Oh, but it's I didn't know that.
Very small. Mm-hmm. Pennies. The IRS to chase me.
Cheap. Okay.
It's a small money game, but it's competitive and a lot of a lot of ribbing.
Nice.
And I enjoy it. It was just it's a very pleasant change from the rest of the week.
Of course, it's a good way to end the week. Or start the new one, whichever way you look at it.
Well, I guess it does both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look on my desk, and I have a brand new, spanking new copy of Pensacola Magazine. Could this be a cuter picture? I don't think so. We've got the cutest picture of a young man. Looks like he's either, he's surfing.
I was going to say snowboarding.
Surfing. He's surfing, and it's just the cutest picture ever. How in the world did you get that shot? That's amazing.
I think I'm not sure. Let me. It will say inside.
Because that looks cool.
In the contents page.
He is so cute.
I know that that they spent about a week really trying to find the perfect picture and like some, didn't like. You know how it goes.
Yeah. It does say photo courtesy of Interlight Surf Shop, but it doesn't say who the little surfer is. Mm. But it's a young boy, and he's got a face of somebody having the best time in the world.
Looks like he's got good style.
There. Yes, I'm saying he's got his hand out. I mean, he looks like a pro. It's awesome. Yeah. It's really cute.
Well, on the front page it says, Super Summer, Camps, Free Fun, and Bright Future.
Hey, I'm in.
And I was only thinking, I was just reading the magazine as sitting in the green room.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking to myself, kids today have so many great opportunities. I remember when I was, a young man, in school holidays, I think there was only one available, and that was like a camp that you could go to for a few days.
In the summertime?
In the summertime, yeah. Which we enjoyed, but there was no educational aspect to it.
Oh, we have lots of those now.
And now they have great opportunities to really find something that they can take with them for the rest of their life.
Oh, definitely. And you've got a lot of fun things to do in this issue, which is really cool. You always have a good event calendar in your magazines for the month, which is really, really helpful and very nice. There is a ton to do. I told Malcolm before we went on the air, I can't believe Memorial Day is next Monday. I'm a little thrown off by that, but it's on the 25th. I'm so used to it being around the 30th or 31st.
I thought it mentally. Was two weeks away. I was listening to Good Morning America, and they said Memorial Day. Ooh.
I know. I kind of.
It's a week away.
Yes, it's a week from today, which is a lot of folks will be off next week. So I guess a lot of folks take a long weekend. People will be off this Friday getting ready for the long Memorial Day weekend.
But I shall be here.
Yay, Malcolm, and so shall I.
Some people never rest.
Correct. We don't have days off here at the radio station.
Yes.
Very rarely. Actually, I think we take Christmas Day off as our day off, which is nice. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, I think I have come at Christmas before, but not Christmas Day.
I was here, not Christmas Day, but Christmas Eve, I think. Anyway, so that's great. So get ready. If you've got some work to finish up this month, this is the week to do it. So you can enjoy that long weekend, and it'll be fun. And it looks like the weather's going to be decent. Might have a little bit of rain, but not much, like those afternoon showers. We get into that pattern where we have those cooling off showers, which are nice.
Yes. I watched the forecast this morning. It looks pretty good for extended forecast.
Yes,
looks,
so some,
looks,
yeah.
Looks great.
It looks really good.
Yeah. So, summer camps. All kinds of summer camps.
I know. And I actually had the privilege of bringing some friends on from the Pensacola. City of Pensacola, believe it or not, does a tremendous job. Their Parks and Recreation Department.
Yes.
And you can go to playpensacola.com. They have a lineup of camps and events and outdoor outings. And they do so much stuff all summer long.
They also have a magazine called Play.
Yes, and I'm wondering who publishes that. who
guess,
could it be?
Guess who?
It's fabulous, and you can get a digital copy, but they also have hard copies.
Yes.
And it's really a great reference for things, and for adults, too, by the
way. It's available at all the parks and centers, senior centers, et cetera.
Visitor centers and everything. And what's kind of cool about it is that it's not just kids. They have outings over to Biloxi. They have things for the seniors at the Bayview is Senior Center there. They have events going on all summer long. There's all kinds of activities. I mean, Tai Chi and dance and so many different things for all ages. It's amazing. So you don't have to be alone or sitting by yourself this summer because there's certainly plenty to do. But the kids... I know Pensacola Little Theater has classes for theater classes, acting classes.
Yes.
Gulf Breeze Stage now has acting classes for kids and adults. Mm-hmm. There's so many different opportunities out there. So definitely pick up a copy of this Pensacola magazine.
I think the arts camps are particularly beneficial as arts not featured too much in schools anymore.
Correct.
So
that's
it gives,
right.
It gives parents a great opportunity to expose the kids to, various cultural.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
I see here the youth dance intensive. So getting tapping their feet.
Opera. Oh,
of course. Near and dear
You're
to
just
my
a
heart.
Little partial to that particular camp. And I would love to just watch it. I would love to just go to the camp and just watch the kids. I think it would be phenomenal to see them learning and practicing and doing exercises and having fun with learning to sing opera. How fun would that be?
Yes. And when kids are exposed to, opera in particular, I think it opens doors not only to opera, but makes their mind more culturally aware, if that's a good word.
Absolutely. Something different, something new. I love it.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and talk about more things that are happening this summer that you can find in Pensacola Magazine. Malcolm Ballinger is here. And, of course, if you have a comment or you have a question, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back with Pep Talk. It's Monday on Pep Talk, and you know what that means. Malcolm Ballinger is here with us with Ballinger Publishing, and he's got quite a few interesting editions of magazines and papers out right now. Downtown Crowd, Pensacola's Downtown Crowd. This is a monthly newspaper, y'all, that comes out. You can pick it up just about anywhere. It's in all of the different shops, storefronts, visitor centers. I love it because it has a fantastic calendar of events every month, and you can reference that. And then when Pensacola Magazine comes out, it too has a calendar of events and what's going on, along with some great stories. But we were talking before the break about summer camps. This town, there are so many things for kids and adults to do over the summer. It's ridiculous.
Page 31 is the education camps.
Oh, and if you want to follow along, you can. All you'd have to do is open up your phone and go to ballingerpublishing.com, and you can click on Pensacola Magazine, and it'll pull up, and you can literally flip through it on your phone digitally and keep up with us on page 31.
I see one of the education camps is Bodacious Shops Culinary Kids Camp.
Ooh.
Now, that'd be a great place to send your budding chef.
Yes.
Get an interesting cooking food.
Absolutely.
In this day and age, we tend to, let's go get a pizza or whatever it might be. The joys of cooking. I was never good at it.
Oh,
but I know people that just go into another world when they cook.
It's an art. There's no question about it. It's very creative. Add a little of this, add a little of that. It's also very secretive. Just saying, from my family. I have no bitterness or resentment about this at all. But everyone in my family are phenomenal cooks. Mm. And they would pass on a recipe to me, and I'd say, oh, that's such great spaghetti sauce. Tell me what's this. And I'd make it, and I'd cook it, and it would not taste the same. And I'd say, why does mine not taste as good as yours? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It'd be that one little ingredient.
Yes, the secret.
Oh, did
ingredient.
I tell you about the this, this, and this? I mean, no, you did not. Oh, I'm so sorry. But you have to add a little of that. Everybody knows you have to add a little bit of that. Everybody knows that. But you can take a class, a cooking class, and they won't keep secrets.
I cook every other my world famous sausage gravy. You may have heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I must admit, I get a lot of pleasure out of the finished thing. Although I mean, it's not a complicated recipe, but I have a couple of secret ingredients that I tell nobody about.
See, you're one of those,
yes.
Are you? See
yes.
There.
Well, I'm wanted. While I have my gravy, my secret ingredient. Mm-hmm. If I tell the world, then, of course, anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. I know your type. I grew up with them. Yeah. Okay. But we have so many things for people to do.
Yeah, Montessori camps, city camps. We talked a little bit about
that. I'm telling you,
yes.
They're doing a phenomenal job. Play Pensacola has so many different things to do. Indoors and outdoors. So from swimming to tennis to, I think they have the kayaking even. They have outdoor camps and they have trips that they're taking. But again, they also have programs for adults. And I do want to mention that because they have all kinds of activities for adults.
Yeah, I'm amazed as I read through that play book. Pensacola City really does some great things for people. I've lived in a lot of different towns and cities in this country, and I don't remember another city that had so many programs for old, young, sports, education. I mean, they just do a phenomenal job.
Well, I had no idea until I did this show that they have, I think it's 95 parks in this city.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So there's always something to do with the parks. And then they have also, we can mention the education camps. Being offered at the Navy Aviation Museum. Mm-hmm. You have PSC Kids College. Like you said, the Bodacious Shops is offering a culinary camp. Emerald Coast Science Center. Then there's the Advanced Culinary Boot Camp. Look out. That's serious. Mess Hall has summer camps for education. And then you have all the different churches and different groups that have. They also have day camps and things. Episcopal Day School, Creative Learning Academy. Dauphin Island Sea. Look, I mean, the list is endless, and y'all do such a good job in this particular issue of listing all the camps, the dates, the times, and the cost.
Kelly and staff work really hard.
It's really
as comprehensive as
possible. Very comprehensive. Mm-hmm. So, and then speaking of Interlight, the cover of the magazine has the photo from Interlight Surfing, and they have an Interlight Surf Camp.
Mm.
And the Pensacola Yacht Club has a sailing camp.
Maybe we should try that.
I would like to do a sailing camp. I haven't sailed in many, many years. I used to years ago, but I think it'd be so much fun.
Hmm. What about the paddleboard? Surfboard?
No. I don't know if I'm balanced enough to do that. But I know a lot of folks do paddleboarding and night paddleboarding.
Well, I would take pictures.
Yeah, thanks. That's why you're my friend. Just what I need is a friend taking pictures of me in my first paddleboard lesson. It wouldn't be pretty, let me tell you.
To be serious.
Yes.
Page 19. This is a subject I think I've mentioned before when we've done this in previous years, but it's the money matters for kids.
Oh, yes.
And it is so important to get kids off in the right financial vein. A little checking account, savings account, goes a long, long way to teach them how to save and manage money. There's great articles that you can read about the time value of money. Mm-hmm. Even just putting a dollar away in 20 years,
right.
It grows exponentially. And I always remember my oldest boy, what his first job, he wasn't making very much. And he said to me, Dad, they have a 401k, and I can't afford to put any money in. I said, son, even if it's only $5 a month, start.
Good advice. He did.
And now, some 35 years later, he's seen the benefit of it.
Isn't that something?
That, I think, if you can teach your children how to manage money. There's a list of accounts, various financial institutions where they have special accounts for kids.
Okay.
And they make it very easy, no charges, etc. And it makes it very easy for them to open an account.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to come back and talk more about that and some of the other things that we can find.
Mike's giving me the old circular thing there.
We've got some commercials we've got to play here. We'll be back with Ballinger Publishing, Malcolm Ballinger, and some tips on how you can save money. I'm all ears. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here every Monday, and we've been talking about the new issue of Pensacola Magazine. So much great information in here, Malcolm. The team did a super job. So many different camps, things to do this summer. Really great. And I love what you were saying about saving money.
Yes, just get them into the habit of, even if it's only just putting a few coins in a piggy bank. I guess people don't have coins anymore, do they? Young people don't deal in. In fact, they don't even have checks anymore, do they?
No. I actually had a situation where someone, I said, well, if you can write a check, and they didn't have a checking account. I was like, oh, well, never mind then. Let's figure this out.
They do Venmo and all kinds of stuff, which I do not understand.
Well, I've got all that, so I'm keeping up.
Do?
Yeah, I keep up. I figure it's a necessity once I met the person that didn't have a checkbook. So, yeah, things have changed.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned. I don't have a checkbook.
You? Old-fashioned?
I do have it. Excuse me, I do have a checkbook.
I still have them, but I don't write many checks anymore, if any, when I think about it.
Well, I excuse me, I still write out my ECUA check every month.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You know you can get that automatically deducted from your bank account, right?
Yeah, somehow... You know, I did make the step of having my mortgage
deducted.
Because it creeps up on you and sometimes you forget. So this way you don't forget.
Yeah, I would never forget my mortgage, but maybe that's the difference between you and me.
Yeah.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back here after the news with Malcolm Ballinger and more on Ballinger Publishing. And, of course, if you have a comment or a question, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's time to be with our friend Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, I'm in my second stint, I guess.
Yes, your second half. I appreciate you hanging around with me this Monday. It really is always nice when you can do that. And we certainly have plenty to talk about because the new issue of Pensacola Magazine has just hit the newsstands. I'm absolutely in love with the little boy on the cover. If you haven't seen it yet, it's a beautiful picture of this little boy who is surfing and his face, he's got blonde hair, he's got his hand out, he's got the board, he's got the whole thing. He looks like he is having the time of his life. It's just, you cannot not smile when you see this picture. Does that make sense? Cannot not smile? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if you turn to page 46.
And
no, 45.
If you don't have a copy in hand, you can go on your phone and you can actually go to PensacolaMagazine.com and pull up a digital copy.
It's the first article in the business climate section.
Oh, that's right.
Have you had the opportunity to tour the American Magic
facility? I have not, and it's on my to-do list.
You should if you can. If you have an opportunity. Anybody out there, if you have the opportunity, you should do it.
Well, it's changing it's going to change everything here. It's incredible.
Yes.
We've become an international destination now.
Yes. And, as the headline says, American Magic services to build sails for 170-foot anti-submarine naval drone. So they're really in the...
Wow.
Can and you imagine?
I'm looking at the photos. I don't even know what that is. I mean, it definitely is a floating something, but it looks like a submarine almost because of the high, whatever that is.
Unmanned sea drone, I guess.
Yeah,
I
it's mean, a naval, anti-submarine naval drone, 170 feet. The pictures are incredible of this thing. I mean, it's just, but it's incredible what they're bringing to Pensacola with all the sailing and becoming this incredible mecca for us. It's so exciting.
I've actually been able to visit there three times.
You have?
Yeah, and I've become more impressed each time.
So what are you seeing when you visit?
Well, unfortunately, it's on the port, so you cannot have regular access. You have to be invited. There's a huge building, and inside there they have a like sealed room.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say hermetically sealed. I don't think that's the right word.
Right.
But when you make these sails and these high-tech fins and things, you have to have completely clean air.
Mm-hmm.
No particles.
I see what you're saying.
And so it becomes very high-tech for that
sterile
reason.
Sterile,
yes. That's,
the
thank
sterile
you.
Room.
That's
okay.
The word. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
And they have so many plans. You know, obviously at some point they're also going to be involved again in the America's Cup, but not for now. But their focus is on this high-tech manufacturing of aerodynamic parts for submarines, boats,
well,
et cetera.
It makes perfect sense. We are NAS Pensacola right here. I mean, it makes sense that we just had our friends from NAS Whiting Field on this morning and talking about the influence they have. So it does make sense to have that partnership with America's Cup and American Magic, I think. That makes perfect sense. So we also have a lot of things going on. Your favorite just announced their 44th season, and it's on page 40. Let's see where we are. 49. Talking about the upcoming opera season, can you give us a sense of what, because I know you've probably seen all of these before. Right there in the corner, have you found it?
I am.
Page 49, bottom left.
Well, it's always good to put your glasses on.
Pensacola Opera announces 44th season productions.
Yes, let me put my reading glasses on here.
There you go. So tell us about these shows.
Well, we had a wonderful season
this
past year. And La Traviata.
That was so good.
I think I've said that was just.
Was so good.
The problem with putting on such a great production is you have to kind of top it or equal it at least the next time around.
Well, they do have a standard of excellence there that they maintain, I believe, every season. They do such a good job of the quality of productions.
Yes.
They really do.
And this year they're going to perform one of my favorites, Tosca. It's been 7 or 8 years since they performed Tosca before, and it was a beautiful production. I remember the when the curtain went up, there was a gasp because the scenery was so good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's
well, it says here they've got some of the stars coming back, apparently, that played in La Traviata, that are coming back. It's an interesting little side note here.
Ben Gully, who has an incredible voice, is going to be Cavaradossi. That's the main title, the main character, I should say.
Okay. So that's going to be the main stage season that will open in January with Tosca. And then you have usually another show, correct?
Then The Elixir of Love.
Ah, okay.
Which is a little bit more lighthearted.
I've never seen that one, I don't think.
I've seen parts of it. It'll be a new experience for me.
Oh, it says here, it's the first time returning to the Sanger stage for the first time in over 20 years. So that's interesting. And then they do things all throughout the year. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I see a lot of times on Facebook, they have these little afternoon things. Tell us a little bit about that, because
brown
those are kind of neat.
Lunches.
Yeah.
Well, we have what we call artists in residence. Every year, Cody... Martin, the musical director and staff, they audition singers in New York.
Oh, wow.
As many as 80 or 90 singers that want to become part of our Artists in Residence program.
Wow.
We have Pensacola Opera has a great reputation for being a, well, small town opera, mm-hmm. but a very big productions.
Right.
Very
professional.
Professional quality, yeah. Exactly. And so they select a soprano, baritone, tenor, a piano player mm-hmm. to accompany, and then a mezzo soprano.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the period, I think it's 5 months that they're here, they do various productions at the Opera Center, perform in the main stage operas to give them experience.
Right.
Just a wonderful opportunity to gain experience in front of an audience and take their
mm-hmm.
expertise to another level.
Well, and I think what's kind of neat, though, is that they do a great job of taking the artists out into the community.
Yes.
So occasionally Jackson's will have a special dinner where the opera singers will come and sing to you while you're having
yes.
dinner. There are other places in town that do it as well. And I love those things.
And they do productions at schools. I think
yeah.
I've told this story before. It's a little bit of an old story, but in 2004, right after Ivan, the artists in residence, there were no hotels. So,
oh, gosh.
One of the baritone, is it him, stayed mm-hmm. at my house. In
oh, how cool. Gulf did he
Breeze.
Sing in the shower? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I didn't hear him, but he was at the other end of the house. And one Sunday afternoon, we were having a barbecue with our neighbors. And we were sitting at the kitchen table, mm-hmm. and the baritone came in. And said, oh, hi, yeah, come and sit down, have a burger mm-hmm. with us. Well, the young man next door, who was about 11, was looking at him
uh-huh.
quizzically
uh-huh.
and finally said, I know you. You came to my school and performed.
Oh, how cool.
So at that point, I realized that we were making a difference.
Yeah.
Sowed a little seed, maybe.
Yeah. Well, opening them up to, like you said, new art experiences.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. We're going to come back on that positive note with Malcolm Ballinger. This is Pep Talk. And, of course, if you've got a question, text it on in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. I hope you're having a good Monday morning so far. I sure am. I've got Malcolm Ballinger here hanging out with me at the News Radio Studios. And, Malcolm, we've been talking about Pensacola Magazine, all the things that are going on this summer. We've talked about the opera. But we need to talk about what's happening downtown. Tell me what you're thinking now. Have you seen it recently?
Well, as a matter of fact, I took a little wander around town.
Did you?
My office, as you know, is pretty much in the heart of downtown.
Right.
So I walked the 100 yards to the new post office on a regular basis.
Is it open?
No.
Not yet. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I was a little disappointed
mm-hmm.
that there didn't seem to be too much progress when I walked down there last, I think it was Thursday.
Uh-huh.
But the P.O. boxes are there.
Cool.
I noticed big cartons of flooring, which
okay.
they had to put down. But the post office, the rumor is that they're trying to open it the first week of June, and I think that's a little ambitious. They wanted to coincide with the opening of Palafox Street.
Right. And how is that looking?
Well, it looks great.
Oh.
Yes. I stood at the top of Palafox Street and Garden Street
uh-huh.
and looked down.
Oh, boy.
And now there's a vista. You can see that there is a crossing, so there's those orange things.
Yeah.
But you sit down, go down at least a city block. And then I did the same from the other end,
mm-hmm.
looking up. And I got to say, it looks great. I'm kind of excited for
Yay.
It.
Yay.
I think it'll... as you know, I was a little critical about in the initial announcement, but all that's gone now. I think I'm beginning to see that it will make downtown more exciting.
Right.
You just stand on the street and you get uplifted because of it looks.
It has energy.
Energy, exactly.
Yeah, like a new energy to it.
I guess the modern expression is it has a good vibe.
There you go. That's not so modern. I got news for you.
Oh.
Sorry, Malcolm. Vibe has been around, I don't know, since the 60s. But but it has had a resurgence recently, I will say. People
yes.
are talking about the vibe now. But you're right. And I think about when I moved here, which was early 2000s, Oh, my God. There was no downtown. I mean, it was awful. It was abandoned buildings and stuff. I mean, where we have come since then, thank you to our friend Quint Studer, who kind of got things started when he built the shops and had that contest to see for Carmen's. You know, they did a lot to, and that beginning, I think, really, I don't know, inspired people, and they could see the potential of what it could be. And we're starting to meet that potential now, which is so exciting.
Yes. Hopefully it's going to be open sometime in early June, but I can see that we're really close.
Yeah, I was thinking it was going to be around Memorial. That was the hope, wasn't it, around Memorial Day?
I think
Day,
it was, yes.
We'll see. I haven't heard a definitive ribbon-cutting date yet.
No, I will walk down there this afternoon and just check up on the progress. But, again, I think everybody will be very pleasantly surprised. I'm looking forward to the grand opening.
It's exciting, and it's great that people had the vision to think about getting that done now, not in the middle of the summer.
Yes.
That's usually what happens. Someone has a good idea that it gets built during the middle of the summer, and they've actually got it done just in time for all of our summer visitors, which is super, in time for baseball season. Lots of folks will be going to the games and having dinner and drinks downtown. It's fantastic.
Yes.
So really kudos to everybody that was involved, and to the mayor.
Yes.
Because I think he was a big advocate for this.
He is going to speak at my Rotary today. So
at Five
Flags?
I have
an opportunity to congratulate him.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Yeah. We'll definitely get the update. We'll have to have you back next week and tell us all the things that he's talking about.
Yes. Yeah. He'll probably give an update on the opening. So I may be able
maybe
to,
you can text me if there's a date, because I'd love to pass that along to everybody. So you also had in the magazine, it looks like, a whole section of just kind of awards and things. So speaking of awards, just want to shout out to our sister station, Cat Country. Mm. Cat Country won the best morning show of the nation, and for the Country Music Awards. Country Music Awards. It was on TV last night, and I mean, it was a who's who of everybody in the industry. It was so colorful and crazy and amazing, and they won the award. And that's really something special. I mean, you think about how many morning shows there are around this country, and they are the best ones. So hats off to Brent Lane, Mary and Dave Hoxing, and all the folks that are affiliated with the station. There's a lot of people behind the scenes that make that happen. And they've won this now, and this is the sixth time. So that's a pretty incredible track record. So hats off to all of them.
When I first moved to Pensacola, bought the business it'd be 25 years ago, 26 years ago. I met Mary and Dave. Mm-hmm. They were working on the license for Cat Country.
Right.
And me being a publisher, we became firm friends and have been firm friends ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So I've watched them from very close quarters really develop the station, but more importantly, get involved in the community.
Oh, big time.
They
for
have
both
done
of
an
them.
Incredible.
Both of them are amazing people.
They have made a difference.
Yes. And it's really wonderful. People like that, people like Quint Studer, people like you have done so much for this community. And that's what I love about Pensacola. I mean, there are so many people who are invested in this community that show up and make a difference all the time. I was looking at Facebook this weekend I don't spend a lot of time on it. I couldn't get over all of the charity events that were happening, all the fundraisers, all the things that people are doing to help people that have less in this community. It was amazing, really.
Yes.
I don't recall ever seeing it to that extent. But there's really something going on almost every night here.
Mm.
It's incredible.
Yes, a very caring community.
No doubt about it.
And as we were talking about a little earlier, culturally, very strong.
Oh, the arts.
Yes.
Everything. We're going to come back in just a couple of minutes. I'm talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Well, if you get a chance, it's hit newsstands this week, Pensacola Magazine. You can also pick up a copy of Downtown Crowd. And Northwest Business Climate is still on stands as well. So be sure and look for those publications. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. We wanted to mention another thing that you're doing with Ballinger Publishing that people need to get into. If you have a dog or a cat, heads up, this could be a special occasion for you.
We already have a lot of entries. The deadline, though, is June 15th, so you still have lots of time. Send a picture of your pet. It can be any kind of pet. We've talked about what that would entail several times, up to and including elephants, if you have one as a pet.
I haven't seen any elephants lately, but you never know. You never know.
But a cute picture of your dog, cat, rabbit, I guess, whatever, can be the front cover of Pensacola Magazine in July.
Ah, okay.
And every entrant is featured inside, but of course there'll be one winner on the front cover. Now is the time to enter.
Okay, so how do I do that? What do I need to do?
You need to send a high-res picture to ballingerpublishing.com/petcontest2026. It's on the inside back cover of Pensacola Magazine. And or you just go to ballingerpublishing.com and find your way around there. But now is the time to do it.
Okay, so definitely take care of that now so you don't forget, and you can be possibly on the cover, but if everybody that enters is in the magazine, is that correct?
Yes, no owners, just the pet.
Just the pet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they can be dressed, whatever you think is cute, and again, you'll be included in the magazine.
Excellent. Okay, that sounds like fun.
Yes.
Okay, easy to do.
We did it last year for the first time, and it was phenomenally successful.
We've already said you already got a lot of entries.
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Excellent.
In fact, we introduced it on the program, what was it, 3-4 weeks ago? Before I got back to the office, we had 3 entries.
I love it. That's fantastic. Okay, and if you're looking for something fun to do, I just got a little reminder here that tomorrow we have Bands on the Beach.
Oh, yes.
So don't forget, that starts at 7 o'clock, and the band's going to be... Vibe Irie, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and they bring a fresh and fun island party show to the world. So that should be interesting to have a fun Bands on the Beach. You can go out there. It's free, and you can bring a cooler with you or a blanket or chairs or whatever and just have a lot of fun, watch the sunset, and hear great music on the beach. It should be a nice evening. So don't miss out on that. There's, as we said, we were going through all the events. There's so many fun things to do.
Yes.
So... Yay.
You never get bored in Pensacola.
No, there's no question about it. And if you're looking for something to do, pick up this copy of Pensacola Magazine, because really, you've done a fantastic job.
Thank you.
And also, you published the play Pensacola, is that correct?
That is correct. We publish it for the city.
Mm-hmm. And that's a fantastic resource as well.
Yes.
All right, Malcolm, thank you for sticking around with me.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
I appreciate it. It's so much fun to have you here.
We'll see you next week for sure.
All right.
Memorial Day.
That's right. We'll both be here.